I was thinking, I heard the teaching that usually if you watch your kilesas, at least in samadhi, they tend to subside. But sometimes you're watching your sakayajiti and it's not going away.
Right.
At that point, would you want to look at the external circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, cause where is it coming from, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe other kilesas too, like...
Yeah.
Well, part of also is one of the ways and this is again where, say, like anatta is intrinsically part of the experience or the characteristic of anicca and dukkha. So because sometimes to just look at that feeling of self-identification or the identity that we're picking up is just too sticky, or it's not, it's just so solid. But then, if we look at the aspect of impermanence, change, uncertainty, then it's a bit more tangible. Or the experience of dukkha, then it's a bit more tangible. And then you say, but then because they're interwoven, then you can start to, you can come back to that sense of, how's that identity being created?
So you're just shifting the perspective.
Shifting the perspective bit. Yeah.